You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
His grace chooses. Everybody say it chooses. It chooses. His grace chooses. I remember when we were little kids, mostly guys, maybe some girls, when we were little kids, we'd go outside and we'd play football out in the field all day. Basketball. And you had, when you played basketball, you had like 15 kids, but you only had to have 5 kids on each team. Remember that? And you got 2 people that are captains of the team. And you know the last game you played, you missed 3 shots in a row. And one of the captains is John. John don't like you anyway. So your only hope is your big brother, who's the other captain. And when I picked them, I picked John, I picked Larry, I picked Bill, I picked Bob. Blah, blah, blah. There's one left, and it's your brother who's picking. And you're there going, "Oh, dear God, let him pick me. Please, God." How many know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all were never picked last, so y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But for those of you that have experienced this, this is a very tough place to be as a young man. Your brother's looking around and going, looking all around you. "Move out of the way, Jason." "All right, I'll take Jason. Come on." "Oh, he chose me. He chose me." Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. How many know that feels really good when you get picked? Can I help you today? God chose you. He looked all over the world. He said, I'll take you. I'll take you. I'll take you. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll take you too. And you too. Oh, yeah, of course you. And I'll take you and you. I mean, he said, I choose you. How many of God chose you? He took all of us. Come on, amen. That moment when somebody picks you to do something, don't it just feel good? I mean, it just feels really good, huh? Like somebody, wow. This is what God says. God said, I didn't go down the list. I didn't just look at the list and say, well, I don't know about Lee. He missed a note the other day when he was playing. I don't know about Francisco either. He's really struggling with his diet. Yeah, I don't know about Farnell either. He's always smiling. I think he's up to something. How many glad God didn't do that? Aren't you grateful that God didn't do that? Oh, yeah, there's Pastor Mark there. Just forget about him. He's trying to... Huh? Come on, amen. But what happens is when we get into this, we tend to believe that somehow I've got to make sure that I played good enough or I behaved good enough or I acted right in order for God to choose me. Come on, how many know that's religion? I mean, after all, I want God to pick me. I want to be on his team, so I have to make sure that he chooses me, so I better do something to make sure I stand out from the rest of the Christians. I know what I'll do. I'll get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I will read my Bible for an hour. You get 5 minutes into it, and you're like... You wake up, and you're like, oh, man, I'm late for work. I only read like 1 minute. And then you go to work all day, and the devil's going like, you're the worst Christian I've ever seen in my life. You can't even read your Bible for more than a minute. How in the world are you going to do anything in the kingdom of God? And you're up there going, you're right, I'm terrible. I can't do it. I suck at being a Christian. Devil goes, yeah, you do. You really do. You're like, I know. And you just believe in everything he says and agreeing with him. I mean, grateful you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Come on, amen. Because it's not by what you do that makes you who you are. It's who he is that makes you who you are. It's what he's done that makes... Come on, somebody. Amen. That's why you should never get any crazy idea about what you do in the church makes you superior to somebody else in the church. Because I'm about to tell you right now, God ain't having none of it. You might think you're lifting yourself up and climbing the religious ladder and making yourself look good to God. Well, I've been going to prayer meeting every week for 3 years, and I drove the bus for them little brats. I mean, them precious little children. And somebody say, he chose me. We got to learn how to die to ourselves. We ain't trying to earn no plaque to get into heaven. The rewards are the benefit of the fruit that you have for the experience of being saved. You want rewards in your life? Then just be faithful to be everything God called you to be. You don't have to strive at it. You just got to let God live big on the inside of you. You just got to get out of the way. You got to learn how to die to yourself and say, God, it ain't me, it's all you. When I mess up, you're right there to pick me up. When I throw up, you're right there to clean me up. Because without you, I'm nothing. But with you, I'm everything you want me to be. Praise the Lord. That's why he sent Jesus. Somebody said that's why he sent Jesus. That's why we're all family. It don't matter what color your skin is. It don't matter what your nationality is. It don't matter what your ethnic background is. Because the blood from a black woman will save a white man. And the blood from a white man will save an Asian woman. We all got the same stuff on the inside of us. God didn't make you no different. We all come from Adam. That means that every race, every ethnic background started in the garden with a man named Adam. You don't like the way you look? Say, thanks a lot, Daddy Adam. That means we're all related. Go ahead and look around at all your family. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want my church to look like everybody in the world. He said, okay, you don't know what you're getting into. I said, I don't care, I want it. And you know what he meant by that? He didn't mean it by what was going to happen in here. He meant it by what was going to happen out there. Because this is a light. What God's doing in this house. We're bridging, guys, listen, we're bridging every cultural barrier, every cultural barrier, every ethnic barrier, every political stress. Somebody said Democrats and Republicans can't go to the same church. Well, look around. We got libertarians and independents too. We got people at the top of the social ladder and people at the bottom. We got people below poverty and people that got too much money and don't know what to do with it. Because God is no respecter of persons. And everybody in this house has an assignment on their life and a purpose in Him. And we are called to live the abundant life. How many of you believe that today? Come on, amen. So we were all born in Adam. But then Jesus comes along and He refathered us. So we're no longer under the imperfect Adam. Now we're under Jesus. That means that God's our daddy. Come on, amen. Huh? According to Paul, you were already in Christ before the foundation of the world. God made a way, like I said, He made a way for us before we ever messed up. Before man ever sinned against Him, God made a way. So even though we were in the first Adam, we're also in the second Adam. And we have a new life in Him. I mean, that's good news today. Whew, praise the Lord. I like this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in the Message Bible, verse 26. If you ever felt like you ain't good enough for God to use you, listen to this. Take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you. Not many influential. Not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses? Chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. That makes it quite clear that none of you can get by with blowing your own horn before God. Everything that we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. That's why we have the saying, if you're going to blow a horn, just blow a trumpet for God. Isn't that awesome? Blow the trumpet for God. Praise the Lord. Amen. God always chooses people that you and I would never choose. And He makes them nobodies into somebodies. I mean, He chose Rahab. Everybody say Rahab. Do you know she's in Hebrews chapter 11 where they list the heroes of faith? She's the only one in that list where they list, where they actually give you her occupation. It says, and Rahab the harlot. When they give a description of her. Big heroes of faith. And God chose Rahab the harlot. She was a madam. She ran a bordello, a whorehouse. Somebody said, oh, that's terrible. Read your Bible. You'd be really surprised what you find in it. God chose her to be in the lineage of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. He chose Ruth, a foreigner from Moab that believed in incest, an incestual baby. Now, you ain't going to shout me down, but He chose Ruth. Amen. He chose Jacob. Everybody say Jacob. A Bible called Jacob a trickster, a deceiver, a conviner. He said, Jacob, he said, watch this. This is a picture of what Christ did for us when He talked to Jacob. I mean, when we get born again and God sees us, He literally sees Jesus. How many know that? The picture that God has of your life is Jesus. He sees our new nature. God chose all of us, and He gave us the name of Jesus. Remember in the Old Testament was written in picture form. It's in a shadow or a type to teach the principles. All throughout the Old Testament, God gives us stories or pictures to teach the principles of the New Testament. And all through the Old Testament, God would come along and change their name. Remember that? That's a picture in the Old Testament that God would change people's identity when they would encounter Him. Isaac called him Jacob because he'd come out of his mother's womb wrestling with his brother Esau. He was grabbing at the heel of Esau, trying to get out first. They actually tied a thread around Esau so they knew that Esau would be the firstborn. But Jacob was trying to worm his way out of the womb first. Come on, how many know that's in your Bible? Somebody said, I ain't never heard that. You should read your Bible sometime. You'd be surprised what you find in it. Some good stuff in there, amen? The Bible says he came out grabbing Esau's heel. It's a picture of somebody that wrestled. Somebody that was a manipulator or a trickster trying to trick them up. And that was a picture of Jacob's whole life. He was always manipulating. He was always tricking people. He was always trying to work the angle. He was always trying to outsmart everyone. He was really good at even playing dumb to make people think he was a whole lot dumber than he was smart, because he would disadvantage himself and give himself a handicap to outwit people. I mean, that's a trickster. Somebody say trickster. He'd work schemes and manipulate. That's why when God got ready to deal with Jacob, He had to send him to a bigger trickster than he was. How many know he went to a man named Laban to get married? They said, boy, I love Rachel. She's so beautiful. What do you want for her? He said, work in my field for 7 years. Jacob said, she's so hot, I'll do it. 7 years. Showed up on his wedding day. Lift up the veil after he said his wedding vows, and it was not Rachel, it was the ugly one. He said, Laban, you tricked me. He said, yeah, I did. I couldn't marry her off to nobody else. So he said, but I still want Rachel. He said, give me another 7 years. Come on, the trickster got tricked. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, huh? How many know when you see a woman standing on the corner selling her body, what do they call that? She's turning tricks. She's a trickster. That's what a prostitute is. She's a trickster. Come on, amen. Trying to make a man believe for 20 minutes that he's really got a loving relationship. Trying to give him a little bit of love for 20 minutes to make him feel whole. A substitute for what God planned for his life. Come on, somebody. Amen. And listen, don't look down your nose at somebody that does that for life. It's a crazy world that we live in. Don't be looking down your nose at no prostitutes. God loved the prostitutes. Jesus had a lot of talk with prostitutes. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got a whole lot of people whoring a whole lot of things in this life. We got people tricking influence. We got people tricking money. We got people tricking in the bank. We got people tricking you on the car lot. We got people tricking tricks everywhere. It ain't just about a prostitute. People lying all the time. Bible says all of a sudden he comes to a point where his nature of being a trickster has got to change in order for him to fulfill his destiny. God said, okay, Jacob. Okay, trickster. I'm going to meet you down there by the forge at the river where the two rivers come together. We'll meet there. Jacob said that the Bible said that Jacob got rid of everything and he went there alone. Somebody say alone. Why? Because when you get ready to make this transition and from what you are into what God wants you to be, it's not a group decision. Your mama can't do it for you. Your church can't do it for you. It's your choice. He chose you. Grace chose you. And if you want what grace has to offer, you have to choose him. Pretty amazing stuff, huh? The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with God. Why? Because that was his nature. Always trying to work the angle and get his way. His nature was to trick, to wrestle. He was born that way. Come on, amen. Always trying to get over on somebody. How many know anybody like that? That was me. Always trying to get over on somebody. Always trying to find the way. The Bible says finally God touched him. And watch this. God touched him at the point of his hips. How many know anybody that's in professional sports like wrestling or anything? How many know that the seat of a man's strength is not in his arms, it's not in his back, it's in his hips. You lift from your hips. When you wrestle to take somebody down, you do it from your hips. The seat of a man's strength is at his hips. Come on, amen. And for a man named Jacob who thought he was powerful, God touched him and he was crippled. The Bible says from that day on, he walked with a limp. What he thought he was powerful in, he lost. Jacob said, no, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I can't live like this anymore. I can't stay in this cycle of thinking I've got it all together and I can do this on my own. I need what you have for me. I need your love and I need your grace. I need it. I'm not going to let you leave until you bless me. The Bible says that the Lord said, Jacob, okay, I'm going to bless you, but from this day forward, you're not going to be called trickster no more. You're not going to be called the wrestler or the manipulator anymore. This day forward, you're going to be called a prince because you've prevailed like a prince. Come on, somebody. He said, you're a prince. He changed his name from Jacob to Israel, and he changed his nature from being a trickster and a manipulator to become a prince. From that point on, if you'll read your Bible in the story of Jacob, from that point on, you will never again see Jacob rebel against God. disobey God, do anything contrary to what God told him. When God came to Abraham and he said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. He said, I'm going to make you Abraham. Abram was his name. He said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations, and I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham. You'll be in a covenant with me. Abraham said, I don't have nothing to make a covenant with you. He said, that's all right. I'll swear by myself. I'll do your part and my part, and I'll make you the father of many nations. Because that's what he does. He'll take you just the way you are and enter into a covenant with you and make you whole. Isn't that awesome? Come on, amen. How many know even in the New Testament, Jesus comes along to Simon. He says, Simon, how many know Simon meant a weed that blew in the wind? That's what his name meant. He said, Simon, you won't be known as Simon anymore. From now on, you're going to be called Peter, a rock. You won't be known for waving in the wind anymore, being up and down and in and out emotionally. Now you're going to be known for being a rock, for being steady. Because when he encountered Jesus, his nature got changed. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. He said, you'll be steadfast. You'll be solid. Huh? You'll be able to handle the pressure. How many of you like to be able just to do that, handle the pressure of everything that life? He said, I changed your name and I changed your life. Saul, how many remember Saul persecuting Christians, killing them, murdering them, holding the coats for those that was at the first martyr, Stephen's death, murder. Encountered God on the road to Damascus. The Lord knocked him down and blinded him. He said, why are you persecuting me? And God changed his name from Saul to Paul, who wrote the majority of your New Testament, by the way. Come on, somebody. Amen. I believe that God is saying if we will properly position ourselves, we will begin to have the experiential truth that he has to offer us. If we'll know what our identity is in him and really what he's done for us, we can engage him in every area of grace that he's given to us. So, Pastor, I've been saved, but I don't feel saved. Well, you don't have to feel saved to be saved. I don't feel saved a lot of days, but I know I am. Because of his grace. Because of everything that he's given us. All over this room this morning, ladies and gentlemen, please listen. You were bought at a price. You were purchased by his blood. And he did all of that so you could enjoy the benefit of your identity in him. You don't have to run. You don't have to hide. You don't have to keep doing things on your own, trying to figure everything out. He's provided a way for your life, for everything that you have need of. You just simply have to say, God, I do. I will. I want everything you have for me. Everything that your grace has, I want. I want. I know this is challenging for us because, listen, there's a lot of people that love God, that believe in the name of Jesus, that I believe in my heart are born again. And if they were to die today, they'd go to heaven. I believe that. And their life is a mess. See, grace didn't come just to save you. Grace came to bless you. You have an opportunity to say today, God, I'm going to get out of my way. Take what you have for me. I want that blessed life. I want to know you and your grace and your power. I want to feel that peace in my life. That's how you can know you're really in that presence of God and you're really in that place as you feel the peace of God.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Dead and gone. Time for the broken ones to live again. It's time, time for the dead to rise. It's time for the wings to fly, to live again. I can hear the calling. I can hear the sound of rain over the mountains and